You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Police Association yesterday released an open letter to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon discussing firearms legislation reform. In the letter, the association called out the government for their exclusion from the policy-making process, as police were a key group calling for the introduction and continuation of a firearms registry. The Police Association also called into question the involvement of gun lobby groups in discussions of reform, particularly the history of Associate Minister and Minister in charge of the reforms, Nicole McKee. As mentioned, Nicole McKee has a history of involvement in gun lobby organisations in Aotearoa, calling into question her impartiality and ability to assess evidence regarding firearms legislation reform. I spoke to President of the New Zealand Police Association, Chris Cahill, about the letter, the firearms registry, and the involvement of gun lobbyists in firearms legislation decision-making. So, to establish a bit of context this morning, why is firearms legislation undergoing reform?
Well, look, it was brought in after the Christchurch massacre of 2019, and Nicole McKee at that time was a lobbyist for COLFO, the Council of Licensed Firearms Owners, and she has since stood for Parliament on a platform of firearms reform. So now she's in the government, she's looking to reform some of the changes that were made in 2019, and that's why it's now come up for debate again.
How necessary are these reforms?
Look, I don't believe they're necessary at all. The key changes that she's looking at are the reintroduction of semi-automatic assault rifles. These are weapons that aren't used for hunting. They're designed, you know, simply as a weapon of war, and there's no need for them in New Zealand. There's a very small group of people use them for sports shooting, but it's not an Olympic or Commonwealth Games sport. They're the weapon of choice for mass shootings across the country, across the world. So, you know, we just don't believe there's any place for those. The second piece of legislation she's looking to review is the introduction of the firearms registry. So currently, up until 2019, we didn't have a firearms registry in New Zealand, so someone could buy as many firearms as they liked, and police had no record of who had those firearms or where they were kept. So the firearms registry has only just been introduced. It's only been operating for a year. It's a five-year project, and we don't believe it's appropriate to review it at this time. We should wait till it's been fully operational.
You talk a bit about this in the New Zealand Police Association's open letter to the Prime Minister, but just to elaborate here, what are the potential issues with the exclusion of police in talks around firearms legislation reform?
Well, if we look at the firearms registry, there's three reasons for the firearm registry. The first is to prevent the supply of firearms to organised crime groups, so something that police are obviously, you know, that's their key role. The second is to make it safer on the streets for frontline police officers. And then the third is in relation to making it easier for someone to manage the purchase and sale of firearms. So those first two key points 100% relate to our members. And that's why we believe we need to be part of that consultation process. There's 17 firearms user groups that they're consulting with, but they're not consulting with us. We don't think that's fair.
And what kind of unique perspective could police officers bring to these talks?
Well, police officers are able to tell what's actually happening on the street. You know, you can go to police and get a policy view, but it's police officers are out there that can tell you what gang members are doing to access their firearms, what they're doing to circumvent the current firearms laws, what the latest trends are, what the risks they're seeing. It's the real life stuff that's happening that police officers are able to give, and they give that through the police association. So we think it's important that we're involved.
And then why might the opinions of police officers be excluded from these talks at the moment?
Well, that's why we're very suspicious that this is actually an open and honest consultation process, because to exclude them for no obvious reason makes us think that she doesn't want, you know, to actually have an opinion that will be different from the firearms community. And the simple way to get around this is simply to include us. I mean, there's well over 20 other groups included. Why you wouldn't include someone like the Police Association, who has, you know, direct knowledge, has been talking on this issue for decades, is very hard to understand and doesn't lead you to think that this is an open consultation process.
There's another issue that's highlighted in the open letter, the impact of gun lobbyist organisations on these processes. Could you go into a little bit of detail about what that might be?
Yeah, well, gun lobbyists in New Zealand and around the world are very strong organisations, and they've been very successful over the years to prevent any significant change in firearms laws. I mean, in 1990, we had a massacre in Arimoana, and as a result of a commission of inquiry into that, a number of recommendations were made, including the introduction of a register and the banning of semi-automatic assault rifles. The gun lobby very strongly lobbied at the time to prevent those changes happening. Again, in 2016, we had a select committee hearing, and that also recommended the same laws be introduced. Again, the gun lobby, at this time led by Nicole McKee, pushed very hard and prevented those changes being made. So now they've been made after the 2019 massacre. Nicole McKee's now in Parliament, and we think a gun lobbyist leading gun reform through Parliament isn't actually appropriate. It should be someone more independent.
And then in this letter and further on, what kind of action is the Police Association advocating that the government should take surrounding this issue?
Well, the first thing we ask for is that we are recognised as a key stakeholder and we're consulted on any changes to firearms legislation. We think that's only fair given the large number of firearms users that are being consulted. The second issue is we're concerned that due to Nicole McKee being an acknowledged gun lobbyist, that she shouldn't be the only person that is leading this, and we think the Minister of Police should sit beside her and be part of the government's response to this, not just leave it up to a gun lobbyist.
That was President of the New Zealand Police Association, Chris Cahill, talking to me about the association's open letter to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.